I was always like a little confused about the risk of BEV and bleeding, cardiovascular disease. I can never, even to this day, figure out, was this some kind of statistical thing or was it really a clinical? I mean, do you think you saw it clinically?
Well, you know, clinically, you do see certainly an increase. The population is at risk for hypertension, high-grade hypertension,
for sure.
And that is a common toxicity. We manage that well. You know, you see people, if you monitor, you'll see the emergence of proteinuria. You need to watch for that.
Absolutely.
It's very well known for bevacizumab, at least from the colon literature, that doing a surgery while on bevacizumab is complicated. There's poor wound healing, delayed wound healing. And so...
For sure. But bleeding?
Bleeding, I have seen it, though the rates of that are relatively low. I would agree with that. But I think, you know, from my practice, I still would use caution with its application.
Absolutely.
And I would get my ducks in a row with regard to cardiovascular health and potential bleeding risk.
Absolutely. As you say, particularly if you're in a situation where it's off-label, though it really is very compelling. And we're certainly not suggesting that people do anything off-label. You have to kind of make your own decisions, but the data seems quite compelling. And I guess the other thing is, so it kind of just seems like even, you know, particularly because endoscopy, I mean, it's unpleasant, but really not risky. And just, I don't know, because they did it in the trial, I think that's enough of a reason to do it. So,
yeah. I think if you polled enough oncologists, there would be a mix of what's important or not.
Trust me, we will be polling people. Well, that's really why I'm asking you, because my guess is I wonder whether we're still going to be doing endoscopies, let's say 2 years from now, you know, once we kind of have a lot more data. I don't know. Maybe we will.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. I mean, as we see how it applies to a more general population, as we see more follow-up data, and hopefully it is something that does become approved by regulatory authorities, we'll have a better sense of how to use it and in what population.